to have more with Alden and more brand talk. And did you know that? In another minute.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. 14 years in prison for corruption for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
3 years ago this week, federal agents showed up on Rod Blagojevich's doorstep, waking up the then sitting governor and his wife. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald said Blagojevich had gone on a political corruption crime spree in the land of Lincoln that would have made Abe Lincoln roll over in his grave.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A judge ordering former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky jailed unless he can pay a $250,000 bail on the latest child sex charges against him.
The Pennsylvania Attorney General says with these new victims, numbers 9 and 10, Sandusky allegedly started out by giving them gifts and taking them to football games. Later, the sexual acts allegedly began. Both were boys when they met Sandusky at camps set up through his Second Mile program.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Updated weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity for the afternoon. Periods of rain could be heavy at times. Our temperatures ranging into the mid to upper 50s, been falling into the 40s this afternoon. The rain heavy at times into this evening could cause some highway and street flooding. The rain ends overnight, could change to a brief period of some wet snow, but nighttime low temperatures will settle back into the mid to upper 30s. Sunny, breezy on Thursday. Thursday's highs in the mid 40s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. Friday, sunny, mid 40s. Saturday, mostly sunny in the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Cloudy skies, 51 degrees.
It's chilly outside, but your radio is filled with the warmth of the season.
Merry Christmas
from WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX. We're back here at Brand Talk, 1460 AM on your dial. We're talking to Alden Blease from Maine. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. If you just tuned in, Alden has a market research question. He is has a new product that he wants to test market. He wants to do a what we call in marketing a conjoint analysis, which is basically taking brand attributes and analyzing the different attributes and their perceptions by potential buyers. And this is exactly what you want to do in marketing. This guy, I got to tell you, Alden, you're doing, I'm very, very impressed. And anybody who is thinking about starting a business, this is what marketing is all about, attention to detail. And one other little thing, and then we'll get back to you, that I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, and that is, if you can, in your promotional material, deliver what you say that you're delivering in your promotional materials, in your ads, and people, in fact, taste that and see that and experience it for themselves, do the Wizard of Oz approach, they learn it for themselves, you got a brand. And you got loyal customers for the rest of your life. But enough of me. How are we doing in our analysis there? What I did not want to do is I didn't want to cut you short. So Alden, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Okay. Very good.
So, one thing that I am trying to figure out though is how to test price in a survey without creating bias. So saying, would you be willing to spend
$2.
Well, I think, okay. Generally speaking, you don't like to do these types of questions, but right. this is an area where you don't want to you don't want to bias responses, and that is to keep the question open ended, which is how much would you spend? How much are you likely to spend on a product that will give you great taste and is good to chew or is healthy for you or whatever way you want to. But before I do that, here I go. My mind is racing here. What I would be interested in asking is how much would you be willing to spend on a snack? How much would you be willing to spend on a snack that tastes good? How much would you be willing to spend on a snack that not only tastes well, good, but is healthy for you? Okay? So, you know, in other words, you might want to spend a dollar for a Hershey bar or a candy bar. However, if it tastes even better, you may want to spend $1.25. And if it tastes good and is healthy for you, what you might want to do is spend $1.50. So I think that what you would like to open this up to is if you make the question open-ended, you're making it open-ended, but you're controlling the verbiage or you're controlling the description so you know exactly what it is they're responding to. So one is a snack. One has to do with a snack that tastes good, and one has to do with a snack that not only tastes good but is healthy for you. That's the way I would kind of and leave it open and see what you get. How does that sound?
Got it. So I will be testing this probably tomorrow.
Well, keep us posted. And not only you, Alden, but anybody that has a business-related question, why don't you give us a call? That's what we do here at Brand Talk at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you like to email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com, we can do that as well. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo, Brand Talk, on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. I just want to thank you, Alden, for calling in.
Thank you very much, Doc.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. So, anyway, we're back live here in the studio. And I have so much, really, to talk about today. We have a full schedule. I'll save my Roosevelt Stalin story for another day, because I think we did enough about Stalin and 70 years ago. There are so many other things that I want to talk about, and one is that my winner and loser of the week here on Brand Talk WVOX, and my winner of the week is the Amazon Kindle Fire, and. They did what if you you don't if you're not aware, and I'm sure most of you are, the price of the Kindle Fire, the reader, is so attractive to the target market that they're flying off the shelves, and this is brilliant, or. It's brilliant marketing, but it's consistent marketing. It's valid marketing, and it's marketing that's been around many years. It's called penetration marketing, and penetration marketing is when you take the price. And if Alden is listening up in Maine, that is you basically enter the market at a very, very low price so that you penetrate the market. It's called penetration pricing. And what that means is that you get what you call market share dominance, or at least capture a little bit part of what the competition has in fact done already and has beaten you already. And this is exactly what the Kindle Fire is doing. They estimate that somewhere between 3 and 5 million units are going to be purchased by 2011, which will give the ebook market, and not only the ebook market, but Amazon's Kindle, that device, great market dominance. And you simply got to tip your hat to them. Now, you know, people are out there saying, but look at Apple. I mean, you know, it's much more versatile. But not everybody is a Apple follower, or wants to pluck down $600 for an iPad. And that there are people out there that are readers of books that have resigned themselves to the fact that this is the trend. And by the way, when you use a reader and you see how much lighter it is, and that you can, if you go on vacation, you can take 10 or 15 books and you don't have to lug them, and how practical it is, this is such a great device. So I would say that we just have to salute the good folks over at Amazon for such a great marketing strategy. There's nothing like when you see the principles of marketing done right. And that's what we want to do here on, this is what I like to do on my show here on Brand Talk. This, we want to talk about branding. And when you talk about branding, you have to also talk about marketing. And this, what I want to do, one of my goals in life is to be able to tell you how wonderful marketing is. There's nothing wrong with marketing. It's not manipulation. It's simply satisfying people's needs. It's what that great teacher, Dr. Dorothy Cohen, taught me in my first marketing class when I was a graduate student at Hofstra University. Marketing is not about pushing products or selling products that I don't want. It's giving to me benefits from products that I want, that I do want. And that's what Brand Talk is all about here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We love to hear from you, 914-636-0110, or if you're email inclined, that's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And the loser is the New York Times. And the reason that the New York Times, you know, and this is what people, you know, our brands try to do. They sometimes try to be brands, or they try to become products or services that they really are not meant to be. You know, in my own life, I've shared with you how I wanted to be something that I was not. I wanted to be this. I wanted to deny that I was from Queens. I was from Ridgewood. I was a blue-collar guy, and I wanted to deny all of that and be something that I was not, as opposed to engaging and accepting and being the brand that I want. And the New York Times was trying to do this social media thing. And the problem is when the newspaper tries to become a social media, and when you look at social media, it's that's basically, social media is a message board, right? That's what it is. But a newspaper is not a message board. A newspaper is a fact-finding or fact-sorting or fact-deducing or informational brand. That's the need that newspapers serve. It's not to be interactive. If it does that, if it does that, that's great, but that's not the crux of what the brand is. So what the geniuses at the Times tried to do. And by the way, this is what happens. It's the Lemmings effect, folks. You see, what you want to do is you want to be trendy. You want to be in. You want to do what everybody else is doing. You know, if everybody in the room has an iPad, you have to have an iPad. God forbid that you have a Kindle book reader. And the problem with that is that it might not be true to your brand, and it might not be true to the brand that is in fact being promoted. So what I'm saying here is that in an effort for the New York Times to be cool, as opposed to being consistent with its brand, they decided to to link their comments to Facebook. And that's not bad. But the problem with that is that they had certain folks that were considered favored or special or preferred readers of their columns that they could in fact put statements concerning or reactions to articles, and they didn't need to be cleared by the New York Times. And that sounds all sorts of wonderful, joining Facebook, but a lot of these preferred customers or these preferred readers were not Facebook, participants. And so they were going to be cut out of this posting policy. And as a result, the New York Times is turning their back on the very preferred readers, okay, that they wanted to, in fact, engage. And what you never want to do is you never want to turn off those anyone who is a customer. And by joining with Facebook, not everybody, and by the way, I love Facebook. I have close to 5,000 Facebook friends. So I am not saying anything against Facebook. What I am saying here is that the New York Times might not have wanted to do something with Facebook which was going to alienate the customers. And that's something that you always, in fact, have to consider when doing that promotion. So to me, they are the loser of the week. So, but how do you feel about this? Do you agree with me? Do you think I'm taking on the New York Times too strongly? Well, give me a call at 914-636-0110. We love to hear from you. And my name is Dr. John Tantillo, and you're listening on Brand Talk here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And now what I'd like to do, finally, is to get into our the perennial crowd favorite, Did You Know That? And Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Have you ever discovered a homemade remedy that worked like nothing else? Well, in 1890, Lunsford Richardson began to build a global empire around just such a mixture. You see, Lunsford Richardson had just taken over his brother-in-law's pharmacy in Greensboro, North Carolina. In addition to a thriving business, he acquired almost two dozen family formulas. The concoctions contained the usual suspects of the 19th century pharmacopoeia: castor oil, liniment, and something called dead shot vermifuge. Whew! What a mouthful. A year later, Lunsford had added an exotic new ingredient from Asia. It was called menthol. Soon his croup and pneumonia remedy was flying off the shelves. He renamed the products in honor of his brother-in-law, who had a much catchier name. But it was only after Lunsford's son, Smith, returned from marketing jobs in New York that things really took off. Smith advised his dad to reduce the product line to a single item, the popular croup and pneumonia remedy. Then he made the branding leap that changed everything. At the time, it was common to use the word magic in pharmaceutical names. Lunsford had called the remedy the magic croup salve. His son altered it to vapor rub. And soon the product was soothing symptoms around the world. Today, Procter & Gamble owns and markets the product as the only thing more powerful than a mother's touch. But it was the right focus that made Vicks a household name. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX AM Radio, 1460 on your dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and you just heard what a redo of last week's Did You Know That? And anyway, I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed it for the second time. We had an encore presentation, and we were going to do Hedy Lamarr, but because of technical difficulties beyond our control, we redid this one. And the reason for that was I was, when we record these each week, I was not really up to it. I had bad laryngitis, and I was coughing, excuse me, every other word, and I couldn't record, so we were going to do an encore presentation, but we, this is showbiz, folks. This is what happens. But if you'd like to give us a call and tell us about your showbiz moment at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. We love to hear from you. And I just love that story because, as I mentioned last week, the Vicks, well, first of all, this whole past week I've used Vicks, and I have religiously used Vicks all my life, but the family, Richardson's family, his I think it was his brother-in-law who he bought the business from, Vic, had a much catchier name than Richardson. Well, when his son, Richardson's son, after Richardson bought the pharmacy from Vicks, what happened was the son was doing some marketing in New York and came back and said, "Hey, Pop, we got too many products in the till. What we got to do is take one product and focus all our energy on the salve, because that's where the action is." And that's what they did. And as a result, they made a whole business out of Vicks Vapor Rub. But what's the great takeaway here is that there's nothing wrong with marketing. I mean, it's the art and science of satisfying people's needs. And as I said in the beginning of the show, if you do this the right way and you give people what they want and you supply them with real benefits to their needs, that's all you have to do, and that's what Vicks did. And that's the end of that story here on WVOX Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial. You know, we've been running out of time, and I never got to talk a little bit about this these ads that were in the media done by Benetton. I don't know, they were talked about the last few weeks, and if you haven't, there were print ads, and they always do. Benetton is always does these controversial ads. That's what I've talk about is advertising. It's, you know, it's creating an ad with the whole intention of creating publicity. You don't have any idea. You have no intention of actually running the ad, but you get all this, the controversy of saying that you're going to print it, and maybe you even you do even run it for one time, and you get all this publicity based on how controversial the ad was. But these ads by Benetton were pictures of Obama kissing a famous leader, and the Pope kissing. I can't remember the exact. There were controversial poses of male figures, leaders across the world, kissing other male leaders. And the most controversial, of course, Benetton is an Italian organization that got the Italians all revved up, and of course the world all revved up, was the Pope. I think, I can't remember who he was kissing. And if maybe one of our listeners knows, I'm drawing a blank here on Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial WVOX and 914-636-0110. The point I'm making is that the controversial nature of the ads is what's driving the media buy, not the media buy. As a matter of fact, what the people then are told, the marketers are told by the different media companies that they can't run the ad because it's too controversial, and that certain people are going to, in fact, boycott. And that's what you do. And this is what, this is very, very, this is part of that guerrilla marketing that I talk about, or viral marketing that we'd like to talk about today. That's really hot. And anyway, so what do you think about those ads? If you have any ideas, why don't you give us a call or an email, doc@brandtalkradio.com. Or 914-636-0110. And I want to just talk a little bit. There were two other winners and losers that I was toying with, but these two worked out. And one was I thought NASA and their flight to Mars. And just the other day, everyone was screaming about them finding a planet that would take, what is it, 450 million years to get to. And it had the, it's about a little, it's bigger than the Earth. It had water on it. And the temperature was 75 degrees. And it was, you know, California weather. And I just think NASA is doing great things in terms of marketing themselves and getting us to think twice about cutting their budgets. And just gotta hand it to NASA for being that creative, and especially this Mars flight. And their what they're trying to bring back is whether or not there's life on Mars, or was there life on Mars, and they're toying with this water idea on Mars. So I thought that they were the winner of the, that could have been an alternative winner. And of course the loser of the week I thought was American Airlines and the way they're handling this bankruptcy procedures. So those are two, and I have tickets for Florida in a few weeks. I go down to Florida, and that should be, I always enjoy South Beach at this time of the year, Christmas week. So who knows whether or not I'll be going down there with American Airlines or not. So anyway, and if, by the way, if you like what we talk about here, Brand Talk is heard every Wednesday from 3 to 4. And this is Dr. John Tan saying it's always easier when you keep